I don't know whether it won't be the same. I don't. It won't be the same as it was then exactly.
There are a lot of people out of work.
Oh yes, yes indeed, a lot of people out of work, and of course, well, it was very hard on most everybody.
Uh-huh. That was that the time that, like, when they were planting cotton, they had to
plowed. You mean? Well, that grew out of it all. Mm-hmm. You know, the government support of, I would say that. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say, because I'm not well enough acquainted with politics to know
mm-hmm.
exactly when it happened. But of course, so many things grew up as a result
mm-hmm.
of that 1930s. I mean, so much government help to people, for one thing.
Mm-hmm. How did the large landowners make out? Did they have
the larger the landlords and so forth, the more they seemed to lose. You see,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was hard on them, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Than on the people who had been more or less used to salaries,
mm-hmm.
smaller salaries.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard on everybody, though. And of course, there were a great many rich people who lost everything, and there were a great many suicides as a result.
That was when the Wall Street.
Yes, crashed. yes, it did. Mm-hmm. But things had led up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my father, whom you think of as so severe, because I call him father. Knew that it was coming, and he knew that it was coming. He was a banker, and he knew that people were speculating,
mm-hmm.
and they were speculating out of all reason,
mm-hmm.
and they were paying. They were just speculating on stocks and bonds,
mm-hmm.
and they were paying more for the stocks and the bonds than the interest would pay them to have these
mm-hmm.
things. But they were just paying them because they thought the price was going up, and they'd sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, you reach a limit after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, the whole thing fell flat.
But there were enough signs.
There were signs beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there were signs of the thing that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have any people around here that were so affected by the stock market's crash that they
committed suicide?
Uh-huh.
No, nobody around here. No, but there were plenty of people who lost money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It must have been awful.
Well, it was. Very bad. But you have to take life as it comes. Go on, live it. I can't say it was terribly hard on me personally. I mean, I
mm-hmm.
never was hungry
mm-hmm.
or anything like that, but there were plenty of people who were.
Mm-hmm. You said he ran down the springboard and what?
He dived into the water.
Okay, and several children.
Several people dived.
Or have.
They have dived. But you can say dove. Dove is just as good, but I'm used to saying dived.
Uh-huh. Would you say have dove?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Have dived.
You say, but I was too scared to
dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a
belly buster.
Uh-huh. Did you used to swim much?
I love to swim, and I wasn't a bad diver. I love to dive, and you said I was too scared to dive. I wasn't too scared to dive. I love to dive.
Mm-hmm. Where did people swim around here?
Well, there were some pools,
uh-huh.
and there were a few pools, and the pool that I learned to swim in now looks like this room, maybe a little smaller than this room. So little, and to me it just looked like a great big enormous, you know, pool,
uh-huh.
but it wasn't. We had two or three pools. We didn't have many.
Uh-huh.
But
was the river
the creek? The river was too dangerous.
Uh-huh. With the boats, the big boats. Or?
Well, the river was very dangerous in every way, because it is dangerous still. It's treacherous, and you never know when you're going to be sucked under by an undercurrent. And usually, in the time that I was growing up, a great many boys swam the river,
mm-hmm.
always without the knowledge of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And